Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, 905 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance here with you at 713-780-3776. If you hadn't heard Steven Silas, so what's the biggest knock, RJ, against Steven Silas?
That he's too nice of a guy.
He is. I mean, I really hate that because do you have to have a little bit? Like Lance just said a while ago about Kyle Shanahan. He's got a little jerk in him, you know? His dad had some jerk in him. And, you know, I mean, to be successful, do you have to have – what about the nicest guys that have won? Who are the nicest guys that have won? I mean,
I couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
I know, right? Really, really nice. Dusty's a really nice guy.
Dusty's nice.
Dusty's nice. He finally won after all these years.
But do you feel like he has a little bit, maybe like behind closed doors, a little bit of jerking?
Well, I'm sure he's tough. I'm sure he's tough on his guys. You don't do the right thing, he's gonna take care of that business. I don't see Steven Silas doing that at all.
Oh,
but
no.
Apparently, he had it. He had an issue with his team, right? And he had some discipline for him the other night.
Yeah, during shoot around, Garrison Matthews actually spoke to this. He said we were lackadaisical, and he took us to the woodshed, basically talking about kind of our energy coming out in shoot around. He said it wasn't right and that we needed to tighten up. And he said, you know, for those of you guys who feel like he's not that guy, you know, sadly mistaken.
Well, here is Steven Silas addressing the fact that he did dress the team down about how they came out in shoot around.
Those people who say that they're not in practice, they're not in my locker room, they don't know what happens outside of what they see on television or at the games. That's why it's entertainment. Like, I get it. Sports is entertainment, so that's fodder for entertainment. But when it comes to the coaching part and teaching and having expectations, those expectations aren't met, and they need to be. Players need to know. Let him know yesterday.
I'm not so sure.
I don't know. You can't be like, boy, no. If they saw what a hard ass I was, we actually do see games. Yeah, like, you can't.
Now, he did call. Remember what game was it about a couple of weeks ago? They came out in the second half, and he called a timeout 32 seconds into the second half.
Uh-huh.
And
I'm sure there are things.
What
that
the hell are you doing? What timeout?
No, I'm sure there's things that drive him crazy.
Yeah, he was like, I didn't like how we came out.
No, 100%. It's just, does he?
Is there accountability?
I just worry that his personality is one where he's let it go up to this point anyway, and it's not like you can all of a sudden become some hard ass when you have been a different way. No, we don't get to see his practices, but at the same time, we see the results, we see the performances, and it. It doesn't look like a bunch of guys who have been held accountable at practice.
And yet again, last night, pitiful.
Another pitiful fourth quarter. Pitiful third quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, you had a double-digit lead. And
15 at the half.
15 at the half. 19 was your high lead. Then you had double-digit lead in the fourth, and it was just, you know, it's just more of the same.
It's a
team that doesn't know how to close, and it's a team that doesn't, you know, in the fourth quarter, they don't trust each other. They don't make the hustle plays, and teams just start getting easy baskets, and it's the same thing over and over.
Is this the same as the Texans, that they don't have talent? This is a much more talented team, relatively speaking, number of players, than the Texans have.
I would agree with that. I think they have more individual talent.
Yes. And unfortunately, it's all individual. There's just no team here. It's all individual. Unfortunately, there's zero team. They have no
team chemistry?
The bond. I don't know what the word I'm looking for.
Culture?
No, it's just.
It's not chemistry. It's not culture.
Yeah, I guess they have. There's no chemistry amongst. No. There's none. There's none. I mean, it's just.
Brotherhood?
Especially when it just continually falls apart at the most inopportune times, at the crunch time.
I wonder, because they're so young, do they really like. So I try to put myself in the shoes, and I don't like making excuses. This isn't an excuse. I know people love to make excuses for young people all the time, and it's fine. I think it's feasible in many cases. But if you want young people to be professionals, whether it's in soccer, basketball, baseball, whatever, there are expectations once you start catching a pro paycheck and you're a professional that you have to learn to be a professional. And the understanding is you're going to be immature at the beginning. You're not fully formed psychologically, you're not fully formed mentally. You're not mature enough. You don't have the taste that you will. You don't have the wisdom that you will have when you get older. And that's all understandable. But what you do need to have is you need to be working towards it and striving to get there. I wonder if there's a fundamental drive to be great and a fundamental drive to win. I see the Rockets just look okay. When they lose, they're smiling and dapping up the other team. And Paul Silas, I mean, Stephen Silas, a lot of time is, you know, he'll have a smile when he's talking to the other coach. I don't see pain on the faces of the Rockets. You see with Eric Gordon, Eric Gordon with a 19-point lead, there's pain on his face. I haven't seen Eric Gordon smile this year. I haven't seen him frown. It's the same stoic face. Eric Gordon will shoot a shot in a heartbeat because he doesn't believe in a team. He doesn't believe in the young players. He just wants out. I've already heard that. And you can see it on the, you know, we've all seen it. We know what the deal is with EG. But I don't think it really hurts their heart to lose. I think Jabari has some of that in him.
He didn't last night.
And maybe there are some other players who do too. And that's the concern, is that a young, impressionable team, who are the guys who it makes them want to cry to lose? Like there's a level of frustration where they tear up the locker room. And I'm not saying you have to do all that kind of stuff. But what I am saying is, who does it matter the most? Are you just happy living your lifestyle that you can't believe that you get to go to these parties and you get to travel, you know, and stay in these hotels and live this lifestyle? How much of it is that? How much of it is...
You know who gives me those vibes?
Who?
Well, Şengün is one, but Jayson Tate.
Yeah, Jayson is always... Well, they came up different.
They come in.
They came up different too. Like Jayson is a grinder. That's who he had to be.
Well, they seem like they bring energy night in, night out. I'm a little disappointed in Jabari. I thought he's not as shooting nearly as well as we thought he was going to shoot, and he's not as aggressive. And maybe because he's a rookie, but
he's had his moments though. He's had some good moments.
Yeah,
he's had
but
some
I thought he was going to come in here and actually, you know, lay down the law about, you know,
how can
being
you do that when you're a rookie.
Yeah, well, you can if you're one of your better players, and hasn't been one of the
better
players.
What if the team is allowed to? What if KPJ and Jalen are allowed to do whatever they want to do, and it's kind of their team?
If that's
been hinted at. What if that's the case? You can't just come in and lay down the law. It takes a couple years. Now maybe next year, I still think he's
But to be a leader on the team, you have to play better.
You have to play consistently.
Yes, right.
Like, he has to play. Well, but he just has to always hustle, play defense, rebound. It's going to happen. And at some point, you can also subtract the guy out of a locker room,
You didn't draft him third overall to be P.J. Tucker. So
No, but he's a rookie. He's only 19 years old. But, John, you know, at some point, you can also – this is a team with 11 wins. You can subtract players from this team. There's no one – frankly, there's almost nobody who should be untouchable, in my opinion. What are you looking at here? Everybody who's actually talented on your team is going to have a lot of trade value.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts, I mean, Jalen Green would have a lot of trade value. Şengün would have a lot of trade value. I'm not advocating trading those guys. But what I'm telling you is, you basically, if you ever think something is not going well and you don't like the culture in your locker room, what do you have to – you can subtract a guy. You don't even have wins. You're one of the worst teams.
I'd hate to subtract either of those two.
I would too.
Because if they're going to turn out, I guess they're going to turn out. I just think this is a bad situation for young players. There's the lack of accountability. You're not learning to be a pro here.
There's too many young players. I talked to a basketball guy the other day who said the Rockets' number one problem is they have too many young guys. Yep. There's no one in there to say this is the way we do things.
Right.
And he said, the guy said, it's a real thing in basketball. You got to have guys who you kind of who other guys look up to, even if it's not a fawning over them, but somebody who's respected in the locker room who says, hey, young buck, this is how we do things. And, you know, you always need to have that. And he said, the guy said, just looking at their composition of their roster, they don't have that unless Eric Gordon's providing that, which I don't think he is.
Nope. All right, 713-780-3776. Five Star is going to join us at the bottom of the hour here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But Craig DeSurf is joining us right now.
Well, he is in spirit. Craig DeSurf is part of Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. He's the general sales manager. He's the guy who runs it. And the thing with Craig DeSurf is that he has a very strict policy on how to treat clients, and they are treated like family members. He wants every person who sells a car for him to treat the people who are coming in to buy a vehicle or to even shop like a vehicle or shop for a vehicle, treat them like family. And that means if they're just there to shop, they just want to test drive something, then just answer the questions they need answered. Just show them what they need to be shown in terms of what they're looking for and let them take care of, you know, the pacing of whether or not they want to purchase or lease or just browse. And that takes so much pressure off your shoulders when it comes to buying a car. Buying a car is fun. Getting a new car is a lot of fun. What's not fun is high-pressure sales in any area of life. And that's why they will never engage in that. They give you your top trade-in value. They find the most money from a dealer, cash-back incentive or APR financing rates like they have going on right now for all the different pickup trucks on the lot. You can find great APR rates, but they also have some brand-new programs coming up this February as well for leases as well. Just check online at LanceZCars.com or head down to Angleton at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
97.5.
Hey, it's a nice day out there. It's a little cool. You want to play golf? Maybe you don't want to run around outside for 4 hours. Maybe you just want to go hit some balls for an hour, but you love to play golf courses. You want to still feel like you're playing outside. How about T-Box? Okay, it's in the Kima area, League City area. You can go down and see Dell. Dell's probably hanging out there right now, as a matter of fact. Great bar, 8 simulators. If you've got a corporate event, this is a great place to have it. Great place to have it. If you've got a birthday party that you want people to, and everybody doesn't have to play golf. They've got couches that you could sit and watch while people are hitting balls. There's a beautiful bar. They got great TVs, everything. They got everything you could possibly want, and it's just so much fun. I love it. And listen, instead of, you can't play golf while you're working, you can work and you can hit golf simulators. They got great Wi-Fi in there so you can do your job, whatever that is. Or at night, because you can't play, I'm working all day long. How am I going to, keep my golf game sharp? You're going to go to T-Box and you're going to be able to play at night or when it rains or whatever. If it's too hot, if it's too cold, whatever the case may be, go to T-Box. Go to TBoxTexas.com. You're looking for a great way to keep your game sharp or have great fun with your friends. TBoxTexas.com.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
So, you don't have to be a great golfer to own the guy who owns this T-Box place. I went down there. Yeah, he's played on the simulator a bunch of times.
What are you trying to say? You mean you can play the simulator instead of just being a golfer?
Well, yeah. No. But you don't have to be a great golfer to own the place, because I went down there and I beat his ass and then we went out.
You always take shots at your advertisers. It's one of the weirdest things.
Then we went out and played at his course and I beat his ass there. And now today, probably going to beat his ass. So, I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. You don't have to. You could own a golf simulator place and still get your ass kicked in golf. I'm just saying. And it'll probably happen again today. Did you see the Uber Eats guy? Did you see this?
Walk on the court?
Yeah.
What is he doing?
So I don't know. RJ thinks
I mean, you
got to
be blind. You've got to be. You literally have to be blind to the action that's going on. The action is on your side of the court.
So it's Loyola against Duquesne. They're inbounding the ball.
How does an Uber Eats guy? They must have something in the building where it's part of it, where they'll go pick up the food for you and bring it. Because how would an Uber Eats guy?
It was a McDonald's bag.
Yeah, but it must be
literally a McDonald's bag.
Yeah, but is there a McDonald's inside
the
actual building?
And they're bringing it to the people who are sitting in the front row.
Yeah, they may have something.
But apparently, he went up to the referee. Listen to the play-by-play call. It's a couple of young guys, but actually, it's pretty funny. This guy walks. They're inbounding the ball, and this guy with a McDonald's bag literally walks on the floor.
We'll let it go into the bench, and Loyola would take over 10 minutes before we get a stoppage. And we've got an official's timeout. And somebody came on the floor on the far side. Looking for an Uber Eats delivery or something there. He's carrying some McDonald's.
Oh, this has to be one of the all-time greats.
I'm actually not kidding.
No, this is the truth.
I think that's what's happening.
This guy's in the corner. Looked like was he going to deliver the McDonald's to somebody on the court? Can we rule that out?
I think that's an Uber Eats sticker. Is that what that is? I'm trying to get confirmation. Uber Eats, yes.
Maybe I'll put my hand up. I'm getting a little hungry. You can bring it over here.
So we saw the stoppage. The man was ushered. Let's see if we can see this. No, this is going to be the turnover in the
corner.
There he is, right there in the corner.
Yay.
So this guy is actually – who's he delivering it to?
The ref. The ref said later. Give it to me later. Not now.
Philip Alston's done a lot. I didn't think he needed a Big Mac for sustenance in the middle of the game.
I know, but I'm not, the official out there, Tim, he distanced him like, I didn't say now. Later. That's got to be unbelievable. That's got to be something that the highlight shows are going to have a blast with.
And they did. ESPN already featured it. Is there any chance at all that Uber Eats somehow did this as a guerrilla marketing?
What is this guy's name that you were telling me about earlier?
Oh, well, a Houston-based content creator, a YouTuber named Gideon, does stuff like this all the time. And I'm pretty sure that whoever did this, there's going to be a YouTube video that comes out. It's going to get like a lot of likes. I mean,
so you think this is a setup for?
Yeah, I mean, because if you
that
see,
would make more sense.
Yeah, I mean, if you see Gideon was the guy that went to the Minnesota Timberwolves game and got his haircut done on the on the side. That was him.
Yeah, that's right. So that's you're 100% right because I'm thinking, well, how could an Uber Eats, like, you got to have a ticket to the game to get in to bring somebody Uber Eats. Unless Uber Eats has a deal inside the stadium where they'll bring the food to you from that. But you're 100% right, because this guy walked on the court while the game was going on. You're right. Somebody's going to have – but then if you're that guy, you're also going to potentially get
– well, fired.
Well, no. No, if you're doing this – if you're doing this for your Instagram or for your TikTok, you're going to potentially get arrested.
Right.
You're going to rat yourself out.
But you know what? You got to go find – maybe.
Yeah.
But Gideon's been arrested before.
Yeah, he got arrested one time at an IHOP for lighting candles in the bathroom.
Yeah, I've seen guys. They had guys here in Houston. I can't remember what their names were. Two Hispanic guys, I think, if I remember correctly, who pulled up and they stopped traffic in Houston and got out and put a little little mini goal up and started doing a dunk contest.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, you could literally get shot in the face for that.
Oh, no.
You cannot do that.
I think this guy was lost, if you want to know. He didn't feel like he was a guy that knew what he was doing. He looked like he was...
You better look like you're really the guy, too.
Maybe he was a great actor, but I think he's just not that bright, if you want to know the truth.
But how does an Uber Eats guy get in when you have to have a ticket?
Well, unless, like you said, in the stadium, they do deliver it.
Unless that's the case.
Yeah.
But I'm going to Google that, because my guess is, I'll bet you it's somebody who's clout chasing on social media.
Ticket. Yeah, brought the food inside and then was like, "Hey, watch this," and he just did it.
Yeah,
I mean, because that's how Gideon does most of his.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I think this is a work. Now that you say that, I didn't even think about that before, but I bet you that's what it is.
So,
which game was that? Loyola.
That was Loyola against Duquesne. What is this, Bruce Smith?
So Bruce Smith. So it was, I guess, the NFLPA Rising Stars against.
It was a prank, by the way. Apparently Loyola is saying, let me just read this real quickly. Hey, did you catch the absolutely bizarre moment Wednesday night at Loyola Chicago Duquesne men's hoops game? Uber Eats interrupted the action. Yeah, wild stuff. Who ordered food to be delivered in the middle of a game? Was it a referee who needed McDonald's? Well, in shocking news to absolutely no one, it turns out the whole thing might have been fake. Austin Hansen, Loyola's assistant athletic director, tweeted a video of his view of the action and had a few observations that it was DoorDash, not Uber Eats, that he didn't order it, and that it was probably a prank. He went on to say, so this guy, because this guy, it was being delivered to this guy. He said, I did not order McDonald's, even though it was being delivered steps from my camera position. Did not order. He said, this kid was clearly doing a prank for YouTube, TikTok. You can see that he is wearing a microphone.
Okay. There
and it is. Tons of students were filming him with their phones.
Okay. Yeah, that makes more sense. Makes a lot of sense. All right, so what did Bruce Smith do?
So they were on Family Feud. This is, I guess, NFL Hall of Famers against the NFLPA Rising Stars. So I guess it was ever on the NFLPA. The NFL Hall of Famers won the game to go to Fast Money. The first guy had already competed. I think it was Michael Irvin was the first guy. And then Bruce Smith decided to be the second guy for Fast Money.
Okay.
First question gets asked, and...
If Captain Hook was moonlighting as a handyman, he might replace his hook with what tool?
A hammer.
Try again.
A penis.
Tell me the age of...
How about a paintbrush? How about
a saw?
I thought the first thing I thought was
a
paintbrush.
Saw?
Okay, a saw. Okay.
Penis.
What?
I mean,
what was the reaction? Because he went right to the next question.
Yeah, let me replay this.
How did Steve just keep going?
How did he?
Because it's a time. Because he's only got a certain amount of time. Oh, I'm sure. I want to hear how Steve reacted when he brought the answer back up. Do you have it?
They stopped the whole thing.
Okay. Keep going.
If Captain Hook was moonlighting as a handyman, he might replace his hook with what tool?
A hammer.
Try again.
A penis.
Tell me the age a kid is too old to sleep with a what the he said?
Oh, come on, we can't start this again. We can't, come on now. We can't go again.
I'm sorry.
We can't go again.
I'm sorry.
Let go. We can't
I swear I'm sorry. That just came out. I don't even know where that came from. I was reading the question, and then I said, what?
He's good for that show.
Oh, he's great.
He's tremendous.
Steve Harvey, when he goes, what? So he says something and he drops his lip to the floor and goes, what kind of answer was that?
All right. When we come back, Five Star is going to give us some winners right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I went over to Houston Powder Coaters last week, and I got to tell you, I heard so many stories about different stuff. Do you have something that your grandma had, something metal, a slider or a swing set or whatever it is, metal? One woman had a bunch of frogs that were metal that she had for all of her grandchildren or whatever. But there are so many things that get rusted out or they're just old, the paint's chipping or whatever it is, and you need them to be refurbished. And that's what Houston Powder Coaters does. You should see the process. It's unbelievable. They bake this stuff. First, they sand it all down. And it's so meticulous how wonderful the job that they do. It is so good. Whatever your patio furniture is, hardware, straps, slings, repair, car parts, wheel, lift kits, anything metal, they can fix it for you and make it look like it's brand new. Thousands of colors that you can choose from. It is the best place to go. I was thoroughly impressed. It's unbelievable. HoustonPowderCoaters.com, 281-676-3888, HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
ESPN 97.5.
It's time for you to get a new swimming pool. That's what you've decided you're going to do. So you're looking at swimming pool companies. Can I interest you in Texas Custom Patios? Because now they're doing pools as well. Not just outdoor living spaces, not just fire pits and fireplaces and outdoor kitchens. Now they're doing swimming pools. And in classic Steve and Shell fashion, he goes over the top to do it better than anyone else. And you can see their craftsmanship. You can see the work that they've done. They've got developments and projects that are on their website at TexasCustomPatios.com. I want you to follow their Instagram page as well as your own little vision board so that you can see something that might become your backyard one day. It might be a smaller, you know, like I have. You know, I have a very reasonable outdoor patio space. What I'm doing is I'm adding a kitchen, and I wish I would have got it done from the very beginning. Now I'm having an outdoor grill, a flat top cooktop there, a refrigerator added. I'm so excited to have that. But you guys can get the life that you've always wanted outdoors with your own outdoor living space or swimming pool, and they're doing that with Texas Custom Patio. I always recommend going to the website, TexasCustomPatios.com, and checking the before and afters and see if you can envision your home becoming one of these great backyard oases that they're creating. TexasCustomPatios.com.
The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here, 9:32, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time to bring in Five-Star, our guy, going to give us some winners this weekend as we head to the championship games. What's up, Five-Star?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. Hey, so let's talk a little bit about these games this week. Okay, so I see. Okay, I know which side you're going to be on there. What do you think of? You got some prop bets, but you don't have. Do you like the Bengals going into Kansas City? And how much is the angle playing into it for you?
I can't get that one out. It's it's going to be bad luck and super jinky. You know, I got +900 on those Bengals, so I'll be hedging it. Problem in game. My dream scenario would be the Bengals getting ahead early and then being able to jump in live and get on the other side and make sure I make a nice profit on that. Like I said, I have the +900. So obviously I want the Bengals to win. I have them +900 to win the AFC and +1600 to win the Super Bowl.
Ooh,
so
nice.
So
you're a hedge. Yeah. You're a hedge away.
That's all. Yeah. You're going to have to hedge a little bit of that, huh?
But like he said, you know, it's funny that everyone talks about that too, that live betting's really changed a lot, Five Star, that people now, if you like a team, like I've even talked to somebody who said one of their favorite things is they look at an underdog that they love and they will play them. They'll take the points. They play it really high. Well, I say really high. It's like they said they'll play it like 500. And then they hope that their handicapping is right, that they get out quickly. And then they go live, and they're looking to play middles basically, and they'll play 200 to 250 on the other side, and they look to win it both. And the live action has really changed the ability for people to have different ways to win.
Yeah, if you really know how to manage it as I do, tennis, football, basketball—they all great opportunities for live betting. If you're in it to bet to win and you're not just betting to play, then you want to go live because you can always make a profit.
That's the name of the game. Let's make a profit. So let's see what you got this weekend. You like that Eagles San Francisco game?
Yeah, I love the Eagles, man. I love them first half and for the game. This is going to be a tough road environment. It's something Brock Purdy or the Niners squad, they haven't had to deal with it in the last few months, guys. The NFL really looked out for San Fran. They've had one of the lighter slates in the second half of the season. The Niners have played only three true road games in their last 11 contests, and one was a neutral site when they went to Mexico City against Arizona. The other two were SoFi in L.A. and the Allegiant Stadium here in Vegas. Both these road games were overrun with Niners fans, and they were like de facto home games. They did win in Seattle, which is a tough environment, but they're also very familiar with that environment since the Seahawks are a division rival. The Niners, and especially their rookie quarterback, have not faded in an environment like Philly. You guys know how rowdy it gets in Philly. Not only is a huge home field advantage, but Purdy hasn't seen a defense like this Eagles unit. Philly boasts the number two defense only behind the Niners, but the group is also ranked number one against the pass in the NFL. These are the two best teams in the NFC. The difference will be Jalen Hurts and his ability to affect the game with his arm and his legs. I think Purdy finally gets mortal. And, you know, the environment, the defense overwhelmed the young quarterback. The Eagles have been the best team in the NFC since week one. And going to the Super Bowl, that isn't enough. This is also a revenge spot for Hurts and Sirianni. If you remember last year, they lost a really tough game to the Niners at home. But that was before the offense had added A.J. Brown. I think he has a big game this week because he had a really down game last week. He was really upset about it. So I kind of think the Sunday is the Eagles' coronation. So we're going to go with the Eagles' first half to start early. They've been the highest scoring team in the first half in the NFL all season. And we're going with the Eagles' full game to hold on and win the game. We're also going to go with Jalen Hurts to score a touchdown rushing. It's plus 132. He'll be looking to break Cam Newton's single-season record, guys. He's tied with him at 14. I think he breaks that record on Sunday.
And are those records counted in the postseason?
They're adding them up because they said that he had 13 in the regular season, but they counted the one that he had last week and said that he now is tied with Cam Newton for the single-season record. So, obviously, they are.
Yeah. So, Eagles first half money line, you like that. I tell you what. Jalen looked like a different. The Eagles look like the Eagles again. I mean, it's amazing. You got to hit your stride. Like we know with the Astros, you got to hit your stride when you hit the playoffs, and that was a really good sign for people who like the Eagles. I still wonder if my Eagles and Bills Super Bowl matchup that I had from September 6th. I still wonder if that's got a chance, John. I don't know if I still got a chance or not. But I thought it was looking good for a lot of the year. I thought, hey. I'm looking because, you know, the Eagles, I just thought you added A.J. Brown. That's a big deal. It is interesting to see. Here's another one. A.J. Brown was kind of chirping a little bit on the sidelines last week. He's addressed it this week that he wanted to ball more, and that's why. I wonder if the squeaky wheel gets the grease. I know you don't have that as one of your plays, but I'm curious if one of the things I look for with individual plays like that, now that we have so many individual receptions, touchdowns, yards, is if A.J. Brown maybe is a little more of a focus early in the game after a little, you know, complaining a little bit.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. He had some good props, too. His props were, I believe his yards were, let me see. I know to score a touchdown, he was plus 160, which is a really juicy number, because I could definitely see him getting a touchdown. As you said, he cried a little bit last week, and Sirianni, I'm sure, wants to please the star receiver. It's over under 68.5 on receiving yards, and actually he's flew over that eight out the last 10 games, except for last week he only had 22 yards. But besides that, he's flown over that, man.
It's the Niners, I get it, you know. But, I get that's the concern. I still think the squeaky wheel gets the grease, though. And I think Jalen wants this guy happy, although I also think Jalen's going to do what's best for his team, too. Jalen's a leader now. If he thinks Devontae Smith is a guy that's the matchup, then he'll go at him, too.
Definitely. Did you know he was working with Tom Brady? Tom Brady's coach, and as you look at his throwing motion, you can really see it now.
Who, Jalen? Yeah, he went to school on it, and you see he's made some great strides. He was already a good thrower. I was at his pro day, and, man, the ball comes out. Like, he's always been able to throw it. It was a question of throwing with timing, and he's a guy that really worked on his game, man. I have so much respect for him as a person, as a leader, his high football character. He's tough as crap. It's fun to see the final four quarterbacks we have. Purdy is the big story. Pat Mahomes, the high ankle sprain. Let's get into that a little bit. We talked about some of the prop bets there. You know, you talked about you're going to be hedging that game. What about some prop bets we could be looking to play in higher or lower, over or under here with this game?
I'm going to go with Kelce's longest reception under 23.5. That's a pretty big play for a tight end to go over 25 yards. And we know Travis Kelce, he's the best tight end we've seen in a long time in the NFL. And he's a great player. But after coming off of 14 receptions against Jacksonville, I just know he's going to be the focus of that Cincinnati defense this week. And their defensive coordinator does a really good job situationally with putting those guys in the right position to make plays. And I just really think that they're going to be able to bracket Kelce and limit some of his production. He's over 7.5 on the receptions. I was looking at that one, but I don't know, because if they get behind, he's going to be, you know, going to eat up those receptions at the end in the 2-minute drill. So we didn't go that way, but I definitely think that he's going to go under 23.5 for his longest reception. I also was looking at Joe Burrow He's going under 280 yards passing. Joe Shiesty has only eclipsed 280 yards three times in the last 10 games. The key to the Bengals' success is the balance of their running game now. And Zach Taylor does a really good job at, you know, blending things, using Joe Mixon and Samaje Perine. I think they get plenty of carries because at the end of the day, they understand that ball control is going to be the key to this game and keeping the ball out of Mahomes' hand.
All right. And then you like Isaiah Pacheco too?
Oh, yeah. I got to go with Pacheco. Same reason behind going to under 280 on Burrow. Pacheco is the focus of that running game now. He's really been quietly had a really great rookie year, man. And he's flown over 47 and a half. All of the last 10 games, he only went under there twice. All other 8 times he flew over. He's averaging about 55 yards per game. I think that he's going to be the focus of that offense with Mahomes battling a high ankle injury. He's pretty much the cowbell now of that team. And I think that Bieniemy and Coach Reed get it to him. So we're going to go with Pacheco over 47 and a half yards rushing.
I like that a lot, too. Yeah, they're going to have to run the football. I think that's what
they
saw that the Bills didn't run the football at all against the Bengals, and look what happened. They're going to have to force it. Even if they're forcing it, they're still going to have – he'll still have some success, running outside against this defense. I like that. I like that one a lot. I don't know about the Kelce one, though, dude. I could certainly see him being out by himself and picking up 25 to 30 yards.
Well, that's
on a big
the thing.
Play.
He does it with his legs.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be. The Kelce one's tricky, but how much is Mahomes going to throw? And how much can he sit back there in the pocket and wait for long routes to. That's why I love the Isaiah Pacheco one.
Yeah.
McKinnon just magically, you know, gets more snaps than you expect. Pacheco's been great, and they have to run the ball.
Kelce's their big play guy, though. I could certainly see him going down the field, catching 125 yards down the field.
Yeah.
But you'll be surprised when you look at his yards, John. He actually hasn't. In the last 10 games, he's only had 2 receptions over that amount. He usually gets in the chunks, man, at 15 or 10 yards at a time, 20 yards cap. It's not often that he goes over. He had a 38-yard reception early in the year and a 35, but most of the time it's been around 20 yards is his longest reception.
Not just twice, huh? That's interesting. I would have thought
about
being more than that. Huh? Interesting.
And I trust the Bengals defensive coordinator, man. I really like what he does. So I think that especially with him going off like he did last week, everyone knows that the weak spot for Kansas City are their wide out. So I think that they're going to make Mahomes go wide. I think they're going to figure out ways to, like I said, bracket Kelce. I just don't see them allowing him to get up that seam like that. Jesse Bates is a real good player, man, at safety, and I think they're going to think of some ways to just, to limit him. You can't stop him. He's the best tight end in the league, so.
I'm really interested. So what Bill Belichick would do is he would focus everything right now on taking out Travis Kelce. If you're going to throw, you're throwing to somebody else. Bill Belichick would – that's what he was famous for. He's going to take away your best weapon. And now with that ankle issue – it's going to be interesting to see how he would respond. Well, Lou Anarumo, who is the DC for the Bengals, he's got to get head coaching interviews after the year's over. I mean, he's got to because he's done such an amazing job with that defense. So it will be interesting to see how they play Pat Mahomes with a high ankle sprain and how they play, how they try to take away Kelce, what they're going to try to do. This is a fascinating game to me, but I do think I got to be honest with you. The high ankle sprain changes everything for me. You just don't get away from that easily. And I really love your Bengals play right now. I think you're in good shape with that one. It looks like the Bengals are hitting their stride.
I wouldn't hedge too much, brother. You got a good
play. I hope I don't have to, man. Me and the clients got it. And I actually posted it when I originally made it. I did a video on the Wagering World, but I also did a clip, and I made sure I got it out to everyone. I know you probably saw it, Lance, the week before they played Kansas City. I told everyone to jump on the Bengals now because after they played Cincinnati, after they played the Chiefs, after they beat them, the number was going to fall. And it was plus 900 before that week. They beat Kansas City. It went down to 600 and it's never went, over that again. It's never came anywhere close to that. So I got a couple of clients that I'm sure listeners are really happy about that 9-1 that I got and that they got. And, guys, another thing I was thinking about, do you know that as we're predicting that Philly goes and Cincinnati, we got 2 quarterbacks with dads that are coaches. That means something.
Absolutely. Absolutely means something. You think those two are two sharp guys. There's no question about it. That's five-star
Vegas. Sharp guys.
At five-star in Vegas. Five-star, best of luck this weekend, man.
Hey, guys, let's get it. I'll see you guys soon. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, there he is. Now let's talk a little insurance before we hit News of the Weird.
TGS Insurance says text the word money to 232323, and we will do for you in 15 seconds what you would have to do for yourself in about 3 hours. And that means shopping multiple A-rated insurance companies to get you the very best rate on your homeowner's insurance. And it's a great way for you to save money that you are spending. You know, that's one where you have a huge chunk of cash that you have to send out every check every single year, credit card, whatever you're doing. And you don't have to. And here's the great thing. Competitive rates, if you've been with the same company for years, you're going to find that you may get a competitive rate from TGS Insurance within 15 seconds, it ends up saving you in the thousands. And wouldn't you love to have that money back if you've already prepaid your insurance because you got a discount? Did you know that it's not like, you know, an energy bill or a cell phone contract? You can get out of it just like that. You can cancel, go with the other company today, and they will send you the prorated amount back in the form of a credit to your credit card or a check. That's how it works. When I say they, the other company that you are with. So text the word money to 232323. You have nothing to lose. Within 15 seconds, they'll give you a firm quote on your homeowner's insurance. It is TGSinsurance.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
281-880-6525 or HRP.net. I've been telling you about HRP now. I don't know how long. They've been with us for a while now. And it's just been great. It's been a great relationship for us, and it'll be a great relationship for you. I don't know anybody that has dealt with HRP that has regretted it. The way that they go about it is perfect. The technology is second to none. If you are somebody that is growing as a business, if you're now up over 25, now 30 employees or whatever, you need help with your payroll. If you're somebody that has a payroll company that you're not completely satisfied with, if they're gouging you on your benefits packages, on your insurance packages, if they're your 401ks, then you need our payroll company because they don't do that. They offer you different benefits packages, but that's not what they're in business. They're in business for the payroll and the HR, and that's what they take care of. And then they offer you all of the different services that you get to choose, as opposed to the ones that the other payroll companies make you take. And they're the ones that are benefiting from that. So if you're looking for a new payroll company or you're looking for a payroll company for the first time, at least give them a try. Let them customize a plan for you. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, Lance. News of the Weird is brought to you by Simple Seats. Better prices, no fees. It's that simple. Lance, let me ask you a question, okay? Is West Virginia going to West Virginia?
Yeah.
There's a new West Virginia bill that says exposing minors to transgender people could be a crime. Do you feel like it's a crime for minors to see transgender people?
I don't think it's a crime.
Well, it could be if you're in West Virginia. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
I don't feel like that's a crime.
West Virginia people already have it out for you, so I'm not sure.
I know. I don't really want to answer this.
Uh-huh.
I love that dip stuff that you have, though.
Yeah.
Those are West Virginia people who do that.
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah. It's helped making people healthy, too.
Yeah.
That's what West Virginia does.
Yeah.
And,
well,
this bill.
And coal.
And coal.
And coal mining.
And coal mining,
speaking
too.
Of health.
And.
Black love.
And great football, Will Greer.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's one of those guys you hear about. Derek, are they going to trade? You know, are they going to trade Lamar Jackson? Where's Aaron Rodgers going? Derek Carr, Will Greer. Like, there's a lot of guys you're looking at. Right. Like, what's the quarterback shuffle going to look like?
Lance, there's a new study out that says humans can still grow a full coat of fur. Do you want to grow a full coat of fur so you don't have to wear a jacket in here because it's so cold?
I was at a Mediterranean Middle Eastern restaurant the other day, and I saw a man who was growing a full coat of fur. I saw it.
My uncle
Ralphie.
It looked
like George the Animal Steel.
My uncle Ralphie, he had a full coat. I mean,
Italian or Greek?
Italian.
Because the Greek can bring it now.
It was Ralphie Bonello. He literally had a coat of fur. Yeah, he'd wear a dago tee, and in the hair would be this high. About an
I'm not going to say my friend's name, but You know, when you're in high school, you're a little vain, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my friend's dad had a bunch of back hair. And my friend said, if I have back hair like my dad, I might just kill myself. I couldn't go through life like that. He's luckily he didn't get that, but he doesn't have a carpet on his back.
Yeah. But that's no. It's not a good look. Lance, do you want to fight a rooster at any point?
Fight a rooster?
Yeah.
No.
Would you like to fight a knife-wielding rooster?
No.
Okay. Well, two men in India were killed by knife-wielding roosters in separate fights. How about
that?
So they went
human versus rooster?
Yeah. Human versus rooster. Who wins? Raheel thinks he could beat a rooster. He's so stupid.
No, I could beat a rooster with no knife. No. He thinks he could beat a knife-wielding
you
rooster.
You can't beat a rooster, knife or no knife.
Yeah, I could. You just kick it as hard as you can.
And he's going to fly up into your face and scratch your eyes out.
You do this. You smack him.
This is what aggravates your wife about you.
I could beat a rooster. You don't think you could beat a rooster?
There's zero chance you're going to beat a rooster. Zero.
Okay, could you beat a rooster?
No, I'm not beating a rooster.
What are you talking about?
No.
We could easily beat roosters.
No.
I'm not even joking about this.
No, roosters with their claws are going to crush you, are going to destroy you.
Grandma Zerline could beat roosters.
No.
Grandma Zerline had chickens. I watched her grab a chicken. By its
a fighting rooster, you won't be.
My grandma Zerline could have easily. I watched her do this. She grabbed it by its claws or whatever.
Oh.
No,
oh.
She put it on the ground. She put a bar on its head, twisted, and threw it on the ground. Headless chicken flopping around, blood squirting everywhere.
Like a chicken with its head cut off.
A farmer woman could easily beat a rooster.
It's not a rooster. That's a chicken. They're different.
Their neck. Feathers go up.
No,
more.
They're badass, and you are stupid.
We could easily beat roosters.
I want to see you the next time. Okay, our next event, our anniversary party, you're fighting a rooster.
Well, slow down here. I don't know if I want to fight a rooster. First of all, I'd get in trouble by PETA. But what we want to talk about, lose. PETA would rate. We would be the out. People would hate us on the internet, and if I lost.
Well,
I would turn into a meme, the guy who lost to a rooster. Like, you want to talk
Ken
about
Ken Hoffman fought a woman and lost?
Yeah.
You could fight a rooster.
He didn't fight a woman. He fought a female boxer.
Right. She was
like a
woman.
Real boxer.
I'm sorry. She was a woman. Thank you.
A trained boxer.
Right.
And she kicked his ass.
She kicked his ass.
He really thought he was going to win, too, by the way.
No, he thought he would. Yeah.
He legitimately thought.
And he was he was really trying to punch and punching her.
Yeah. And then she started turning it on, and it wasn't so good anymore.
All right. We're done. That's it. You cannot beat a rooster, by the way, period. You or Raheel. Stupid. Two stupids. All right, time for me to talk about we're going to be – okay, so I'm going on vacation next week. And then as soon as we get back that Monday, February 6th and 7th, Lance and I are both going to be at the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles. It's the week of the big game. That's how we kick off the big game week at the DraftKings Sportsbook. And it's Louisiana's largest sports book, 12,000 square feet. It's 3,200 square feet of LED screens. It's fantastic, people. It is just fantastic. You got everything you could possibly want in there. The food is great, alcohol, all the beer, everything. It's just fantastic. We loved it. It's one of my favorite sports books. But the whole resort, 1,100 rooms, the golf course, restaurant, 12 different restaurants, the Blue Martini nightclub. The pool is, like, it's just fantastic. I mean, not going to be as great in the winter, but when it's summer comes, man, that thing is packed and it's just awesome. They got all kinds of shows all the time. If you're looking for it's Vegas. It's Vegas, and it's 2 hours down the road. That's how good it is. And I'm telling you, it's as good as any Vegas casino. So you're looking for the best place to go and get your big game on, go to goldennugget.com/Lake Charles. goldennugget.com/Lake Charles.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.